Hey, yo. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling... Oh, wait, this is News Brief. Woo, News Brief.
Hooray, News Brief.
All right, man. We're going to try to keep this one brief, Larson.
Yeah.
What's in the news?
What's in the news? This is a huge potential piece of news. Could we be getting the Phenom?
Yes, we could be getting
the Phenom versus the Phenomenal One at WrestleMania if WrestleZone is be believed. Spoiler alert. Should have said that the outset.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, everybody else reporting on it. The answer is yes, because WrestleZone is reporting, quote, according to a source speaking with WrestleZone, AJ Styles versus
The Undertaker.
It's Alan being James for WrestleMania 36 in Tampa.
Alan James, you will rest in dead man.
Peace.
That's cool. If The Undertaker's still going to be wrestling, he needs somebody who can carry his 50-whatever-year-old body he is.
50-plus years, yeah.
Yeah.
To a good match.
To a match that's serviceable that, you know, people won't throw up when they start watching.
Well, I think also the way AJ sells... He's still a great storyteller. I mean, I would say the potential, because Undertaker looked great in his match again at Extreme Rules, that tag match he was in.
Yeah.
He went out there with something to prove, because he's coming off that turd against Goldberg.
Oh, Crown Royal.
But maybe he still has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and he wants to show I can still put on really good matches. I'm gonna do it against one of the best wrestlers in the world, AJ Styles.
I want to solidify my legacy. 5-star match, AJ.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm not scared.
I'm not scared of that challenge, Mark.
Yeah, man.
I'm not scared.
I'm totally cool with that. That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
When we heard that today.
I mean, it's something weighty and important for AJ to do that's outside the title scene. And you're putting The Undertaker in the ring against the opponent who knows how to work and could maybe carry him to a pretty decent match.
Taker totally wins that match, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Taker totally wins that match.
All yeah, right. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. This is some interesting news coming from Fightful Select. And if you haven't, go subscribe to Fightful Select. Great, great, important, vital work.
They're putting in the good work.
Yeah.
They're putting in the good work.
Yeah, they're doing over there.
This is very interesting. I'll take the reins
on
this one. So Fightful Select.
Go subscribe.
Is reporting that while Vince McMahon is still very much involved in all things WWE, they also note that McMahon's attendance isn't exactly what it once was. They continue, Vince was rarely, if ever, at the show, SmackDown we're talking about.
Yes.
At SmackDown between Thanksgiving and the February 5th episode, and that Bruce Pritchard has been running SmackDown at the gorilla position, though Fightful Select was unsure how much oversight Bruce has on the final product. And he's like, we got a space open. Put Baron in there.
Sure.
Give Baron the mic.
We got 7 minutes to kill. All right, give Baron a mic.
Hold on a second. I got to talk with Conrad. Chat me up.
Chat me up. Roll Tide. Okay.
Yeah.
Over on Raw, Fightful Select reporting that Vince is in attendance approximately half the time and notes that he has been, quote, exceptionally private of late.
What does that mean? What is he hiding?
Well, private means he'd keep it to himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's old.
That's what the man with no name did when he crawled into that cave to nurse his wounds in all the Man with No Name movies.
Yeah.
Right?
Vince is old. He's like 75. I'm sure he has energy that I would be envious of. That being said, I doubt he has the energy of his younger days.
Yeah.
And traveling that much takes a toll on the human body.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just looking out for himself, his well-being. He's got his hands and all sorts of other stuff too.
Leave me alone.
XFL business he's got to contend with.
Leave me alone.
He's got a stock price that's going in the crapper.
Vince, here's the script. Fine, it's good, whatever.
Okay, cool. And then Raw is like really good lately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
SmackDown, not so much. But again, that could be Bruce Pritchard saying, hey, Vince, here's the script. Now leave me alone. Okay,
right,
cool.
Well, Baron, go do things.
Bruce Pritchard script. Here we go. Let's roll with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's interesting because, you know, as Fightful Select noted as well and has been well established, Like, there was a period where Vince was, like, at every house show, basically, or at least the major ones. Yeah. Like, he was there every single day.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever at every house show, but, you know, he's told stories Pritchard has on something to wrestle with of at least, like, MSG house shows, major house shows. Like, Vince would just show up and hang out.
Is this the beginning of the end, man? Is Vince going to be handing the reins off to, you know who says that the head person in charge actually is? Eric Bischoff claims that Triple H is actually the guy who's like in charge of creative. Like everybody runs everything past him. That's Eric Bischoff. And I mean, he was just there, but also who knows because it's Eric Bischoff. You know?
Well, I'm sure the thing too is maybe that's the case, but. You know, there's probably still a weekly meeting between old Paul and Vince.
Probably, you think so.
Where Triple H has to okay everything with the old man.
It's a fascinating dynamic that I would love to actually know
I mean, it
about.
Is in Triple H's title. I think he is the...
He's head of creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his title.
Maybe that's why he laughed off when people were like, why weren't you made creative director? Because he can't just come out and say, well, I mean, I am. I am actually.
It's
executive director is a silly title compared to what I actually am.
Yeah, which is head of creative.
I'm head of creative.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if that's the dynamic now, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I think Vince, maybe he just doesn't, I can't blame the guy for not wanting to travel to, you know, even 100 something days a year.
No way, man.
Especially, I don't want to do it now when I'm 40 something, much less when I'm 70 something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the size of WWE's business operation is so vast. It's so much larger than it was even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That I would suspect that just the amount of time and energy he has to dedicate to everything else they do is more than enough for one person to do a full time during the course of any given week. Yeah. Add to that, traveling to shows, being really hands-on with creative, so on and so forth.
Well, there's also, I mean, this is something that we've been talking about also, the entirety of the business side of things. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's one thing to be there to say, okay, well, Cedric Alexander is about to get squashed by Angel Garza after Angel Garza gets beat up by Humberto Carrillo. It's another thing to be like, okay, so what are we going to do with our entire WWE network? How are we not going to have our stock tank? Oh, it tanked. You know what I mean? That's a much bigger concern than the day-to-day creative of WWE. Yes. And I would suspect that's sort of more where Vince's...
His energies are going, yeah.
It especially should be,
when
yeah.
he's beholden to stockholders.
That's a big... I mean, going down from, what was it, 80 some odd dollars
to... about 40 bucks.
To $40. I didn't check what it is today.
But I haven't either. I'll check right now.
I would think... That, yeah, I mean, even Vince McMahon, you can only do so much. It plus, is. You've oh, got...
It's got $1.50 today.
Nice. There you go. Well, good thing I bought a bunch of stock. I'm joking. I didn't.
You didn't.
This is interesting. Of course, Jeff Cobb made his big AEW debut on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're getting some details about that particular deal, if you can call it that.
Mm-hmm.
This comes to us from BodySlam.net.
Yeah, BodySlam.net. And first of all, they confirmed prior reporting that done by PW Insider, Pro Wrestling Sheet, so on, that Cobb hasn't signed any sort of long-term deal with All Elite Wrestling. But they offer this additional bit of info regarding his appearance. Quote, I believe Cassidy Haynes is the author of this particular report. Yes.
Okay.
Quote, I was also told that the hired gun spot for Chris Jericho in the Inner Circle was not originally supposed to be Jeff Cobb.
Ooh.
There were plans in place for that role to go to somebody else. However, things fell through at the last minute and Jeff Cobb was brought in as a replacement.
All right, man. So speculate away. Who was originally supposed to be the Inner Circle's hired hand?
You know what
would
make a lot of sense? I thought this last night.
Okay.
Lance Archer.
Yeah, okay.
He and Mox had a great Texas
death
match at Wrestle Kingdom.
They have history.
Mox beat him for that U.S. title.
Yeah.
Have Lance Archer come in, chip on his shoulder. I think he's from Texas. He is from Texas.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't know what would have precluded him from showing up last night. Yeah. I think he's a free agent, or I think so.
He was. He tweeted out a couple days ago. This fairly lengthy tweet about, lengthy, but he was making allusions to all the different places he can sign. So, I mean, evidently he is a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're figuring, hey, this hired gun role isn't like as meaty as we want for him. Or maybe he just couldn't make it to the taping. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, those are definitely parallels. I mean, Jeff Cobb, he did face Jon Moxley in the G1. I don't think I saw that match. And so there's like a little bit, you could say, I mean, they have faced each other before.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Archer, what you're saying is, you know, obviously it's the same place, a much bigger history there.
Yeah.
At least for that one feud.
Yeah.
And it was some decent matches.
Yeah, it was a fun match.
Yeah, the death match was pretty good.
Yeah, Wrestle Kingdom was really good.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then finally, The Wednesday night ratings are in, for those of you who care. And it's always interesting to see sort of where they're at. AEW, of note, they fell fairly significantly. 110,000.
They took a significant tumble, yeah.
Yeah, about 110,000, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so AEW at 817,000.3 in that coveted, all-important 1849 demographic. It's down from last week where they got 928,000 viewers. 0.36 again, that coveted, all important. It means everything to advertisers. 1849 demo. Right. NXT, slight dip, 757,000. 0.24, 18-49 demo.
So sure. I mean, the interesting thing about that is that AEW, they had a killer show on Wednesday.
Really good.
It was heavily trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
NXT was not. And from the Charlotte episode a week prior, they only dropped in total viewership
13,000. And they saw a slight uptick in their viewership in that coveted, all-important 1849 demo.
Yeah. So the loss of 111,000.
And there was nothing for AEW really opposite that last night, was there? No debate or anything?
No. No.
Interesting.
No. So, yeah, it's just sort of interesting to keep an eye on those numbers. And it'll be interesting to see with NXT having a takeover. If, let's say, Killer Cross shows up.
Yeah.
And instead of just being in the crowd, maybe he's in an angle somehow.
Yeah.
Will that help things? I mean, I know he's not like a household name or anything, but maybe his presence will generate some buzz. Maybe not. Be interesting to see next week. I don't know. I find these trends fairly interesting. But I know a lot of people out there are like, oh, who cares about the ratings? I don't know. I like talking about the ratings.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Talk about business stuff sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
It's fun.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
Here we talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. And then on Sunday, we're going to be NXT. So we're not going to do it. We're going to do a SmackDown review, I think, on Sunday before the show.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll do that.
That's cool.
That's good.
So, yeah, but no, it's Valentine's Day today. So,
yeah. So we're going to do things a little differently because of we're reshuffling things a little bit. Matt Chat's going to go up Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll do our SmackDown review Sunday. Before we do a NXT live stream,
mm-hmm.
We'll do that, do our recap, and we'll figure out how everything is released after that.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Hey, hopefully you guys join us for all that stuff. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.